This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Talked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, in the United States, we have the Boy Scouts of America, BSA. And our boys were members of the Boy Scouts. I remember being in the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts when I was younger, and it was a great thing. You learned about nature. You learned about how to be a nice person. And now what's happening is there are more and more details emerging about the Boy Scouts, and they call it the perversion files. Thousands of Boy Scout leaders, I can see that I just dropped out. Let me repeat that. Thousands of Boy Scout leaders face child sex allegations. Thousands. And this goes all the way back to the 1940s. So we have these pedophiles as scout leaders since the 1940s. And, of course, more and more victims are coming forward. Now, they say that of these thousands, the names are going to be released of the offenders. Nearly 200 of them are from the states of New York and New Jersey. And this is from an article on NBCNewYork.com. This is mainstream. So they have these Boy Scout jamborees where thousands of boys go, and they go to a Boy Scout camp, if you will, and they've got hiking and fishing and sailing they go out in rowboats, and they practice archery. They practice. I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah.
I still couldn't hear you. Could you speak closer to your phone?
Break condom.
Well, I still didn't hear what you said. Well, here's what happens. Those boys get approached, and even when our boys went, they said, "Dad, there's a lot of sick puppies out there," meaning men who are very interested in boys, and they never wanted to go back from what they had seen and heard. So my advice to those of you who are thinking about enrolling your children in Boy Scouts, it used to be something a lot better than it is now. And now you are putting your child at risk by enrolling them in the Boy Scouts. You may think you know what's going on. You know, you've got a neighbor who's in scouting, but is your neighbor who you trust going to be with your child at all times? And then another thing, if you decide that you want to support the Boy Scouts by, you know, donating money to them, where do you think that money's going to go? It's going to go to paying the victims. It's going to be used to pay off the lawyers. And that's not what it was supposed to be for. The Boy Scouts was supposed to be clean, reverent, I mean, really good morals being taught at the Boy Scouts, but yet it's been invaded by a bunch of pedophiles. Now, there are some really good Boy Scout leaders, no question about it. I've met some of them. I know some of them. However, the Boy Scouts has been invaded. So if I think about Boy Scouts, now I think about pedophilia. And imagine this. Imagine with all of this breaking news about the Boy Scouts over the last decade. If you were a Boy Scout and you were applying for a job and you thought, well, let me put on my resume that you know, I'm a member of the Boy Scouts, or I was an Eagle Scout, or something like that. What is the first thing that's going to come to the mind of the person interviewing you? Gee, I wonder if he's been abused. I wonder if he likes being abused. Maybe we shouldn't hire this guy because he is a Boy Scout. So it could turn a positive thing into a negative thing because of, and it's the same ilk as the internet trolls. You know, a few people just destroy so much good because they're so sick. There's a video series called Heartland, Heartland. It's filmed in Canada. It's been running for well over a decade. It's a long-running series. If you want to know what my life is like and the Finelli family life is like, you can watch Heartland. It's about a cattle farmer, his family, the grandfather, the father, son-in-laws, daughters, granddaughters. They all live on this farm. And it's the heartaches, the joys of being a farmer. It's watching animals die. It's watching animals get hurt. It's watching animals that are hurt being healed. And one of the characters, one of the main characters in this series, is a girl by the name of Georgie. And Georgie is a teenager. And she's lived on this farm. She had a rough start. She was adopted into this farm. And she's well-loved, and she loves the family. And the family raises horses and trains horses, as well as raises cattle. It's a Canadian farm. It's a tightly knit family. They've got their problems. But so Georgie is quite the person to be on a horse. I mean, she's outstanding for her age, outstanding. And the family raises and trains horses and fixes horses that need, you know, attention. Breaks the horses, trains them into being jumpers, and so forth. Well, so Georgie is practicing for the annual competition. She's a teenager. The horse gets a sprain and throws Georgie off the horse while jumping. Somebody videotapes it or videos it. It ends up on the internet, and then the trolls come out. And the trolls say that she has no business being on a horse. She's, you know, she shouldn't, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's, and I'm paraphrasing, she's a menace to everyone around her, the horse. And she should not be in this. And these are people who don't really even know her. They're just a bunch of trolls jumping on board to beat her up. And what I'm saying is these trolls are useless. They're absolutely useless. And there was and it really hurt this girl, this teenager, because she was being abused online by anonymous people, people who make up names for themselves, people who can hide behind the keyboard. And they were just rough on her. And it almost destroyed her passion for horses until she figured out that she wasn't going to let these nameless, faceless parasites interfere with her life. And she became stronger as a result of it. And we all have. All of us have become stronger as a result of these parasites. And I just want to tell you that there may be parasites in your child's life. Parasites from school. You know, we used to call them bullies. Now, bullies can hurt people remotely. People they don't even know. And I have the least regard for trolls of anything on the planet. I can't think of anything lower than an internet troll. Nothing. Homosexuals are above internet trolls. And I don't think much of homosexuals. And by the way, Gwyneth, I think I'm the last male on the radio to keep this stance about homosexuality being a perversion. You know, other people are saying, well, you know, geez, it's an alternative lifestyle. Well, you know, what people do in their own privacy is, you know, up to them. And I'm saying, no. No, I don't want any, I don't want these parasites around me, the internet trolls, and I don't want homos around me either. because I think their behavior is risky, and I don't want their risky behavior infecting my life and my family's life. How do you feel about that, Gwyneth?
History is clear. Homosexuality is in society. That's just how it is, you know? And, you know, I have to go in. I know I've said this before on your show about, in my past life, about how I was George Wilson and how George Wilson was a female who was cross-dressing as a male. That was for economic reasons. And, you know, but even so, when I look at homosexuality, it churns my stomach. It makes me feel really, really icky inside. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I had a boss many years ago who was a homo. And every once in a while, we'd have to call him because we'd have to get permission to do something at the corporate level. And we'd be working late, and we'd call him up. And he was living with this guy, and sometimes his boyfriend would answer the phone, and we'd ask to talk to the boss, and he'd pass the phone across the pillows to his boss. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. And that's the truth of the matter. And, you know, it's like, okay, we got to call the boss. You call him. No, you call him. No, you call him. No, you call him. What did I do? Why do I have to call him? I mean, nobody wanted to call him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, because it just, it's something where, you know, people, it's against nature, you know. When God made the universe, he made a polar universe, okay? He made male and female to go together and to form loyal pair bonds, you know. And the thing is, the whole thing of marriage has been so much taken over by the state. It's become almost unrecognizable from what its original intent was. The original intent of God in marriage was for a man and a woman to meet, to form a bond of, first of all, friendship, and then of love, and then of intimacy, and for them to actually spend the whole rest of their lives together. And that was the original intent of marriage. And in the ancient world, when you, you know, if you read in the Bible, it talks about concubine, so-and-so and his concubine. And then in the very next paragraph, it calls the woman his wife, you know. And it calls her father and the son, you know, the husband or the boyfriend, you know, calls the father of his beloved father-in-law. You know, and this is in the Bible. So, and this was at a time when there wasn't so much, there wasn't an established police force. There wasn't a king, there wasn't a government, and there wasn't a parliament. And basically, people went with what their conscience said.
And we'll be right back. We're going into a break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's an article in the Daily Mail about the Boy Scouts. And the Boy Scouts of America has been accused of covering up reports of sex abuse in this massive new lawsuit detailing accounts from nearly 800 young members against at least 350 alleged pedophile troop leaders. So who would be a good troop leader? Would you say, teachers, doctors, police officers, and mayors? Quote, this is in the article, quote, many of the alleged abusers implicated in the lawsuit that was filed on Monday in Pennsylvania State Court alleges that abuse continued over 8 decades, 48 states, 8 decades in the United States. Quote, many of the alleged abusers implicated in the suit were prominent members of the communities, including teachers, doctors, police officers, and a mayor, end quote. So, when you think about sending your young boy to the Boy Scouts, well, his scout leader is a teacher, or a doctor, or a police officer, or a mayor, that would induce you to thinking that, well, this is going to be good, you know, because these are prominent people in the village, right? The suit says that 57-year-old plaintiff alleges that his former scoutmaster plied him with alcohol and drugs and abused him hundreds, let me say it a different way, hundreds of times over a 4-year period. during the 1970s in Pennsylvania. Now, to be abused hundreds of times over a four-year period means like once a week. Now, what comes to my mind is a guy named Buford Pusser. And he was a peace officer, carried a baseball bat. And I'm thinking that a Louisville Slugger would be kind of what I might have in one of my hands if I found out that something like that happened to one of my boys. The other hand might have, you know, I don't know, something different. But maybe one hand might have a Louisville Slugger. I would be livid. And the Boy Scouts? How can this happen for 8 decades? 80 years? 80 years? Obviously, they looked the other way. Obviously, they covered it up. How is it possible that the leadership could not know that so many boys, well, in one article, 12,000 boys were sexually abused? Not 12,000 incidents, 12,000 individuals, boys, were abused by these pedophiles. Now, how is it possible that the leadership didn't know this? It's not possible. They did know. So, are you going to encourage your boys to be Boy Scouts? I would never do that, knowing what I know now. However, it used to be a great, well, philosophically, it was a great organization. Be kind, clean, reverent, helpful, courteous, right? So that's what Scouts were. Now they're victims. I think we need to clean up society. I think we need to clean up society. You know, and I'm not advocating violence. I have to say on the radio, or I'll get thrown off. Oh, I don't recommend violence. No, I don't. I don't recommend violence. There was about 38 years ago here in Missouri. There was this guy. He made the news. I'm paraphrasing, and he was a menace. An absolute menace to his village. He pushed his weight around, he carried a gun, and he was menacing with it. Well, the village had had it with him. They'd had it. One day he was shot. There were, maybe 40, 50, 60 people there when he was shot. The amazing thing is nobody saw anything. Nobody. They were all there, but they never saw anything. They must have been looking the other way. And to this day, no one has spilled the beans as to what happened to this menace. But they killed him. They killed him. They took care of it the old-fashioned way. This guy was a menace, and they dealt with it. Right here in Missouri.
Heart disease.
We'll be right back.
On the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you. The symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way at this hour to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. As he was leaving the White House, he told reporters it's not because of his rhetoric that such incidents are happening. He says it's mental illness and changes need to be made.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now.
Later, he'll be visiting Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people died, 10 counting the gunman, in a mass shooting hours after the El Paso incident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points in early trading this morning as that U.S.-China trade war continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
In Australia. Just another article, MSN. This is mainstream news. MSN.com. Quote, headlines, quote, Boy Scouts have a pedophile epidemic and are hiding hundreds in its ranks, lawyers claim, end quote. So, class, unfortunately, the Boy Scouts have been invaded. And it's really sick. It's really sick. So heads up, if you have a child in Boy Scouts, I'll tell you what. If I had a child in Boy Scouts and I thought that it might be okay as a mother or a father, I would say to the Boy Scout leader, tell you what, I'm coming to your meetings. My child is a minor and I don't trust the Boy Scouts of America. I'm coming to the meetings. And if they say no, you say, okay, no problem. We're out of here. We're out. We're done. Simple as that. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
Okay. When I was a child, I was in the Girls Brigade, and I think that all these organizations have got similar problems. The Girls Brigade leader, her husband once tried to buy me with sherry, and I had some instinct pretty well developed at an early age, I think. He said it was sherry, and then he said it was Ribena, and then he said it was sherry. Ribena is like a blackcurrant cordial, okay? And I refused to drink it. And I think I pretty well decided after that I'd better go home. And but it didn't surprise me when many years later, this same man that tried to ply me with sherry was bashed to death in his own bed with a baseball bat by an intruder. And it was made out in the press to be a random attack. But, you know, Vincent, the more I think about it, the more I think that maybe it wasn't such a random attack after all.
Think maybe it was an angry parent, an angry brother, an angry godfather?
I think that it was an angry somebody who knew what had gone on. And, all that I know is my own memories. But the more I think about it, the more I think to myself, mate, that man, he was just a really strange, dirty old man. And what the hell was he even doing with his wife basically running the local Girls Brigade? Well, why was she allowed in that position when he was, looking back, with adult eyes, the husband being such a dirty old man, and yet the wife was allowed to run the local Girls Brigade? Mm-hmm. It's just unconscionable.
Well, the Boy Scouts of America was founded in 1910, 110 years ago, roughly. And in 2016, it had about 1.25 million Cub Scout members, had a little over 800,000 Boy Scouts. How many volunteers did it have, adult volunteers? Almost 1 million. Almost 1 million adult volunteers.
Wow.
For a little over 800,000 Boy Scouts. You got to ask yourself, what? How come so many volunteers? How come there are more adult volunteers, almost 1 million adult volunteers for about 800,000 Boy Scouts? How come? Why? It's unbelievable. So there's something wrong here. There's something wrong. Here's an interesting story. And it's the same thing. This is headlines in Daily Mail. San Diego cop is 49 years old. He's accused of soliciting a minor for sex. He's found dead from self-inflicted gunshot wound after failing to turn up in court. San Diego police sergeant, let me say it a different way, a sergeant. He's the guy that tells the new officers what to do, right? Street cops. He tells the street cops what to do. San Diego Police Sergeant Joseph Ruvido, accused of trying to meet a child for sex. He's also suspected for attempting to commit lewd acts with a child between 14 and 15 years old. He didn't show up to court. They found his, at his home, they found his body. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. So it goes on to say that he was sergeant. He was accused of soliciting a minor for sex. He was found dead in apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound after failing to appear in court. He's a 21-year veteran of the force. Of the force.
Oh,
that's what those guys use. They use force. Police force is what they use. He was accused of arranging to meet a minor for sex. He's 49 years old. A sergeant. And so he was arrested. And they sent a heavily armed SWAT team to his home in Carmel Valley, California. He didn't answer the door. And he was found dead. So, just because a guy wears a uniform, whether it be a Boy Scout leader's uniform, whether it be, you know, a police uniform, whether it be a doctor's coat or a mayor's sports jacket or suit, doesn't mean they're not pedophiles. I'm not saying all of them are. Of course they're not all. But how did this happen? How do we get people in positions of leadership? How do we let them infiltrate? Who's responsible? Well, that would, in the school system, that would be the superintendent of schools. That would be the principal of the school. That would be the assistant principals of the school. That would be the school board. And as parents, if you find out, if you suspect some, if you think that someone is suspect of being a pedophile, you need to take action. And I think the action should start with contacting the superintendent and saying, hey, here's what I've learned. Here's what I've observed. And you've got, just want you to have, take plenty of time to investigate. I'll be back in 2 days. And if we don't have a satisfactory response, I'm going to bring the rest of the parents of this class. And we're going to meet with you. And yep. We're not leaving until we get answers and action.
Yep. And I'll tell you what else you can do, Vincent. This is something that I would do in that situation, okay? I would pull my children out of the classes. And when the school contacted me, I would say, I'm not putting my... I really strongly suspect that this person is a child abuser. And I'm not putting my child in harm's way. And, you know, and they'll say, oh, well, we're going to send CPS to you. And what you need to say at that point is, you do that and I'm going to sue the school. And you watch them run away with their tail between their legs as soon as you mention litigation against the school. Okay? Because they don't want all of this coming out in affidavit testimony in a courtroom. That is absolutely not what they want. And that is something in the past that I have done with my children when I have found that the school has not been taking due diligence in that area, when they have been allowing people who are not sexually right to have access to the children in the school. Whether other people should do that or not, that's up to their judgment, and I'm not telling anyone what to do. But that's what I personally have done in the past with my own children. And in
my mind, short story.
That's the right thing to do.
Tell you a short story. When I was a teacher, I taught juniors and seniors in high school computer science. And we had a manufacturing assembly line set up in my classroom. My classroom was huge. It was the largest room in the school. It was a cafetorium, which is like an auditorium slash cafeteria. It was huge. It's the size of a gymnasium in a high school. And I had students all over that particular room because we were manufacturing computers, we were writing manuals, we were talking to customers, we were building networks. We had lots of operations going on in this large room. And one day, I saw a teacher from another building, the high school teacher, in my classroom with one of my students sitting at one of the tables across the room. And I looked over, and I walked over to him. This is during the school day. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, and he was 40, roughly 40 years old, and she was maybe 17. He said, well, she's got some personal problems, and I'm helping her. I said, oh, get out! I threw him out. He's not going to do that in my class. Now, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know that they were having an affair. They ended up getting married. So, there you have it. There you have it, right in my classroom.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
He lied. Well, maybe he didn't lie. Maybe he lied by omission. He probably was helping her. He probably saw that she was having some problems. And he was helping himself because of her problems. And maybe he was helping her as well. But maybe he used that situation to, you know, wiggle into her life. What I did as a teacher, to make sure that no one ever accused me of theft, I mean, we handled $1 million, $1,200,000 in my classroom in a year. And to make sure that no one ever accused me of stealing or theft or anything, I never handled any money, any checks, any anything. I wouldn't do it. And I said, look, if I want to buy a different vehicle, I don't want someone to say, I know where that money came from. So I never touched any money whatsoever. And that was a deal that I made with the superintendent, my boss, that I would never handle money, no matter what. Someone could hand me a check and I'd say, don't give that to me, give that to this other teacher over there. And I made sure that I was never alone with a student without another teacher being present. Never. And that's the way I handled it.
Yeah.
So it can be done. You can show students that you love them without physical contact. We come back, Gwyneth. I'd like to just tell a story about a guy in a wheelchair with a sign that says anything helps in Texas, Abilene, Texas. And he's on the street in a wheelchair and what he's doing.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just got an email from one of our fellow broadcasters. I don't have his permission to use his name, so I won't. But he just sent me an email. It says, in the early 1970s, over homosexual predators, this young man's mother would not let him be a Boy Scout. Then he says, a good call. Protect your children. And that's what we've been talking about today. So if you're wondering, what in the heck does preparedness have to do with talking about these homosexual predators? What I'm trying to tell you is you need to be prepared. You need to protect your children. It's not just about having more stuff. It's not about just about having more toilet paper, more rope, more candles, more kerosene, more generators, more fuel, more tires, more spare parts, more skills. It's about being situationally aware of what's happening around you and thinking and protecting yourselves. I would feel pretty terrible if I could have protected our children from a predator and I didn't. I'd feel pretty terrible about that. And just like that guy with the baseball bat, I have an awful feeling I would come unglued with the knowledge that that happened. Should that have happened? But I wanted to mention this about, this is in the area of Abilene, Texas. So there's this guy sitting in a wheelchair, and everyone feels sorry and bad when people have to use a wheelchair. It's just, you know, it's an emotional thing to see it. So this guy looks dirty. He looks filthy. He's in a t-shirt. He's in tan-colored long pants in an old wheelchair. He's got this piece of cardboard, well-used sign, handwritten. It says, "Anything helps." He's holding up this sign. It's got a wristwatch on. It's just a nothing, not like a Rolex. But this guy looks tan, short sleeve t-shirt, and he's out on the street in a wheelchair, and he's got the sign that says "Anything helps." He brings in about $1,000 per weekend. That's $52,000 a year, working 2 days a week. He's not homeless, and he's not handicapped, and he doesn't need a wheelchair. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's pulling on the heartstrings of those who go by him. And he has a house. He lives in a home. So, but he never, he does, the sign doesn't say, "Hey, I'm broke, I'm homeless, I'm starving." His sign says, "Anything helps." And people feel bad and they just give him money. That's the kind of guy who destroys our confidence in giving to charities. I don't give anything to any organized charity. I don't give money to people who beg on the street. They may need it, but I don't know that. I don't know if they're like this guy or not. There was a brilliant broadcaster. His real name was Bob Giganti. He was in New York City, and I used to listen to him on long radio. Would skip, you know, hundreds of miles, and I could listen to him. He traded by the name of Bob Grant, and he interviewed this guy, Omar. Omar ran a school for beggars. He taught young people, young girls, how to sit in the train station, the bus station, with their head down and look really sad. And then a senior guy would walk over and say, "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I need to get home. And my purse was just stolen. I don't have any money. I can't get home. My grandfather or my grandmother's dying, and I got to go see her. She's in the hospital. And I don't have any money. And so how much do you need?" "Well, tickets, $60. Here's $60.
Oh, my God.
Omar taught people how to beg, lie, misrepresent, cheat. You know, and as a result of that, who the heck wants to help anybody? Because of the equivalent of the internet trolls. Who wants to help people that are parasites? We used to want to help people who needed a hand up. We used to. We really wanted to. But there's so many liars, cheats, and thieves today. I don't trust people. Sorry to say, Gwyneth.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I would be inclined to agree with you. I don't give money to beggars. If I have somebody saying, "Oh, I need a train fare," I'll say, "Fine, we'll go to the train station, I'll buy you a ticket." Usually they back down. If they say, "Oh, I'm hungry," I'll say, "Fine, we'll go to a pie shop or a McDonald's and I'll buy you some food." So it's getting to the point where I hardly want to do that. You know.
Right.
People have got to learn to listen to their gut instincts, and they've got to learn to, you know, be a bit more aware of things happening around them.
Yep. Grant, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.